This is Chief of Anything, created by Christian Kohlhoff and Michael Portz. Our podcasts serve the purpose of growing people skills for great success, excellent business results, and a happy, healthy people culture.
If this podcast is useful for you, please give us a 5-star rating and tell your friends. We love to hear from you, and we are always happy to learn how we can help teams achieve great success or overcome people pains. All contact details are in the show notes. Much success.
Conversation 2. Leader, not victim. Cause and effect.
We talked about the fact that I can achieve everything I want if I just tell myself the right story. I can simply decide to be a good boss. Now that sounds like I'm at cause for the goals I can achieve.
Yeah, great. So it is. I fully agree. That makes this chapter complete.
Do you think we can get some intellectual meat on these bones?
Phew, that's a lot of red energy. So the question is, who is responsible when I achieve, right?
Yes, of course. It's me. I'm responsible.
What if something goes wrong? What if the goal is not achieved? Who is to blame then?
Others, of course.
Right. Because the dog ate my homework.
And then there was this earthquake. The train broke down.
There was a traffic jam on the highway.
If I achieve something good, I've done it. If it doesn't work, others are to blame.
If only I could see it that way. No, I can't see it like that. I might have seen it that way before.
That means no matter what happens, I'm the cause.
Yes, I am the cause of everything that happens in my universe. I have a saying about that, too. It appears in life that you either achieve the results that you want, or you get the excuses that you make.
Either I arrive at my destination, or I have an excuse, like, such a hassle. There were so many things I had to do. I urgently had to create the table of contents. I had to record so many podcasts, and after that, I didn't feel like it anymore.
Look what happens when I cross out either and the excuses I make from the sentence. What's left is an absolute killer phrase. Then it just says, in life, I achieve the results I want. Period. Little mindfuck.
So when I write this book and I'm constantly thinking about how much work that means, I get a lot of work.
Right.
Then it also feels like a lot of work.
And if you simply cross out the thought about all the work, then you only get the result that you want, the book.
And there is no work in between, which I didn't want anyway.
You don't have it in your head anymore.
I have not even thought about it.
Right.
Now that sounds like relaxed productivity.
Absolutely. Looks that way too. Cause and effect. I am the cause of everything that happens in my life. Everything is in my hands. This is a basic state of mind.
We're talking about mindset.
That's right. What is my basic attitude toward what is happening? Do I choose to be the Michael who blames the dog that ate his homework, or the one who blames the traffic jam on the highway? Or do I choose to be the Michael who achieves his goals? I like the latter version better.
Will you stop running into traffic jams on the highway?
Probably not. I just handle it differently. It's nothing new that there are traffic jams. So I leave early. I make sure I reach my destination. If my goal is to be on time and I want to reach that goal, then I know how to take care of it.
Because you are the expert for yourself. You know how Michael does it, that he gets stuck in traffic jams.
It's basically just that voice in my head again, explaining to me what my excuse could be. I tell myself, there was a traffic jam, or the kids poured cocoa on my pants at breakfast, blah, blah, blah. I make up the excuses in my head so that I can make them credible later on. Basically, I know it's bullshit. Total bullshit. I just didn't leave early enough. I could have taken care of it if I had wanted to. That's the truth.
Do you admit that to yourself?
More and more often. Let's just say that as I grow older and supposedly wiser, I admit to myself that I take full responsibility for everything that happens in my life. This makes me feel better. Then I know that only I am to blame, as in the agreement I made with my wife about who is at fault. With everything that happens and everything that goes wrong, I know that this year it's my fault. Next year it's all her fault. or it's me again. It doesn't matter. The main thing is that the question of guilt has already been clarified. From there on, it's all about the results we achieve together.
Now, there's something that feels negative about being guilty. Basically, it's actually simple and non-judgmental. You get what you want. It appears in your life. Is that guilt or your achievement? Actually, it's completely irrelevant. It just is. I've adopted this way of thinking for myself.
The word responsible means I have the ability to respond. So when I say I am responsible, I am aware that I have the ability to respond to something. So I can do something to achieve a different result. I am response-able. Responsible. If I am not response-able, then I am only a subject, a victim of something that happens in the world, something that is someone else's fault. Then I have no control, no responsibility. My friends would then all be stupid because, after all, they treat me like this and that. At work, everything would be unfair because here, too, the others do something wrong. Where does that get me in life? Nowhere. From the moment I recognize my responsibility and make the decision to transform the situation and to change something, then I move forward. If I take it upon myself, I can get anywhere. Then I'm the leader of my life. I'm the chief of my life.
The world around us often mirrors our behavior. When I walk through the streets and think, all the drivers who honk at me are dumb bastards, it has much more to do with me than with the drivers. After all, these drivers most likely drive every day exactly as they are driving when I see them. Some in this direction, others in the opposite direction. If now, suddenly, the whole world is full of car-driving morons, it is very likely that I am the only moron.
The dangerous thing is that I radiate what I think and how I feel, consciously and unconsciously. Let's assume that I consider all those motorists to be dumbasses and then find myself in the situation of talking to them. If I then still think, wow, what a bunch of morons they are, then I radiate that too, maybe unconsciously. That means that the other person notices this, consciously or unconsciously, and might actually start behaving like a dumbass. Then I've helped him to be a dumbass, even though I don't want dumbasses around me. We have already talked about self-fulfilling prophecies. When I believe in something, I cause something to happen and can make something come true that actually wasn't true at the time. Through my behavior and my charisma, I am back at the cause of what is happening, namely that the other person behaves exactly as I was previously afraid he would. So when I go into a meeting and think, wow, there's this one employee who is so stupid, she's totally getting on my nerves, I prepare a mindset beforehand. I will hide everything else and only perceive the statements of the employee that confirm my image. I will totally miss all her clever statements. My charisma, and thus my effect on her, will make it easy for her to say only stupid things. On the other hand, if I have a positive image of her in advance, I might go into the meeting smiling and acting accordingly. I will be quite surprised at how extremely clever this employee suddenly behaves. See, my behavior also changes that of others. If I enter a room and smile, I will also be smiled at. We reap what we sow. Okay. I'm getting a penalty for overusing cliches. Here's a euro for the proverb pot.
And it's true. Perception is projection. In the end, it's all about my behavior. With my behavior, I always trigger something in the people I'm dealing with. Their behavior is dependent on my behavior, and so another behavior comes out of it, to which I can react again. In addition, it's not only my behavior via the five sensory channels that influences how the other person behaves, but also my expectations of her. What I expect from another will most likely happen.
Cause and effect. I can be the cause of everything. I can well be the cause of other people's behavior.
In my world.
In mine too. So there are two of us already.
Do you know the song by Lassie Singers, Everyone in His Own World, but Mine is the Right One? Fabulous.
Too bad there are over 7 billion worlds. If we think they are all right, then good night.
Cause and effect. I am the cause of everything that happens in my life.
and I have everything in my hands. I had a mentor once. Have I told you about that?
Which one? What exactly?
This mentor was the chairman of a really big company. He was about 70 years old and gray-haired. Before he became my mentor, I had the opportunity to present something to him. He had been the CEO of a very big international bank before he became chairman of the company I was working for at that time. He was a big deal. So he was sitting there with another board member he had brought along. Both were extremely successful and very rich. They sat there with us, in a far corner of the world in Qatar, and I presented the progress of the venture we had started. One of them suddenly said, "You know, you can do anything in life that you want to. That is what life is all about." That caused a lot of noise in my head. At first I thought they were just joking around, which they did quite a lot. But it wasn't a joke. It was their absolute conviction. You can do anything that you want in life. That is what life is all about. That was their mindset, and they were super successful with it. Everything they could dream of, they achieved. It was their mindset that led them there. Since then, I haven't internalized the truth. It's the attitude, my mindset, that makes me able to achieve anything I want to achieve. I am at cause. I have it in my hands. I can make something of it. Sometimes it might take a while. For some of my goals, it took me 10, 12, 15 years or more to get there. Since then, I have achieved everything I wanted to achieve. Now, in retrospect, I have started to see a caveat in this subject of achieving goals. The question I sometimes ask myself is whether the goals I set for myself back then were actually the right ones.
I understand that. It has to be learned. What goals do I actually set for myself?
Be careful what you wish for, because you might just get it. At least if I am at the cause, then I get it. Then I have to deal with it.
Great, Michael. Thank you very much. I am at the cause of this chapter, and I want us to come to an end now.
Once again, you talk about responsibility. I bear responsibility for everything that happens around me. That's quite powerful. I understand that my attitude is the foundation of my success, regardless of what I define as success. If only it wasn't so difficult to change my own mindset. Saying something to myself that feels good is not enough. In order to be really successful, I have to be able to convince myself of it.
This is Chief of Anything, created by Christian Kohlhoff and Michael Portz. Our podcasts serve the purpose of growing people's skills for great success, excellent business results, and a happy, healthy people culture.
If this podcast is useful for you, please give us a 5-star rating and tell your friends. We love to hear from you, and we are always happy to learn how we can help teams achieve great success or overcome people pains. All contact details are in the show notes. Much success.